El Insan, the human being. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. There did pass over a human being a period comprising of a long space of time when he was not a thing worth mentioning. We have surely created a human being from a sperm drop, uniting it with an ovum. We wanted to bestow our favor on him. That is why we made him hearing and seeing, enjoying discretion and volition, and so responsible for his actions. Verily, we have shown him the path, clearly giving him the full choice, whether he be grateful or ungrateful. We have indeed prepared for the ungrateful chains and shackles and the blazing fire. The virtuous shall truly drink of a cup tempered with camphor, a symbol of purity and coolness. The drink is from a spring from which the devotees of Allah shall drink. They will strive hard in directing it to flow in abundance, enabling others to drink from it. They fulfill their vows by doing their duty to God and people, and fear a day the woes of which shall be widespread. They give food for the love of him to the indigent, the orphan, and the captive. Assuring them by their gestures, "We feed you only to seek the pleasure of Allah. We desire no recompense from you, nor thanks. We surely fear from our Lord the punishment of a day on which the wrongdoers will be frowning and distressful. So Allah will guard them from the evil of that day and will bestow on them cheerfulness of face and happiness of mind, and will reward them for their having persevered with a blissful garden to live in and silk to wear. They shall be reclining on raised couches. They shall experience therein neither excessive heat of the sun nor intense cold. There shall be spreading close over them the shades of it, and their clustered fruit brought low within their easy reach. They shall be served round in vessels of silver and goblets of glass, looking crystal clear, but made of silver, made in special mold determined by the agents of the Lord of judgment and measure. And therein they shall be given to drink a cup which is tempered with ginger, a symbol of strength, which flows from a spring therein called Salsabil. Inquire about the way. Suns of perpetual bloom shall go round waiting upon them. When you see them, you will take them to be pearls scattered about. When you look, considering the garden as a whole, you will find therein blessings abounding everywhere, and all the equipments of a splendid kingdom. Over them shall be robes of fine green silk and of thick brocade, and they shall be given bracelets of silver as ornaments, and their Lord shall give them to drink a purifying beverage. It will be said, "This is indeed a reward for you, and your striving has been fully appreciated. Surely it is we who have revealed to you the Quran by a gradual and piecemeal revelation. Therefore, abide perseveringly by the commandments of your Lord and wait for the fulfillment of the prophecies, and yield to none of the sinful and ungrateful disbelievers. Extol the name of your Lord morning and evening, and prostrate yourselves before him for a part of the night, and give him glory for long hours of the night. Verily, these disbelieving people love the present transient life and neglect the very hard day which lies ahead of them. It is we who have created them and strengthened their make, and we shall replace them with their like whenever we please. Verily, this Quran is a reminder, so let him who wishes take a way to his Lord. And you true believers should wish no other way except as Allah wishes for you. Verily, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. He admits to his mercy those who wish and strive for it. As to the wrongdoers, he has prepared a woeful punishment for them.